This event was recorded at the inaugural Books, Borders and Bikes Festival at Traquair House in August 2010.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this latest session in the Books, Borders and Bikes Festival on this glorious day at Traquair. I'm Magnus Linklater, and I'm delighted to have as my guests today, on my left, James Ferguson, and on my right, Tim Alberg. And James is a journalist who has written for many newspapers and magazines and wrote 2 years ago now a brilliant book about Afghanistan called A Million Bullets, which was really the story of the British Army in Afghanistan once it got locked into that combat. And it's an absolutely hair-raising account. And now he has written a book simply called Taliban, which is about the Taliban, who they are, who they're led by, and whether, as he thinks, is inevitable, but we might question him on that, it is inevitable that we have to begin talks with the Taliban. How do we do that? Who do we talk to? And what might transpire? And Tim Alberg, on my right, although he looks only about 19, is in fact a veteran reporter from the world's trouble spots, pretty well everywhere, from Iraq and India, Pakistan, Yemen, Ethiopia, and Cuba. I don't think Cuba is
no,
a trouble
not, that's
spot.
No, that's not a trouble spot. Yeah,
no, sorry. But
you might get in trouble for saying India's a trouble spot as well.
almost certainly. But his film, Out of the Ashes, is a wonderful documentary about the Afghanistan cricket team, and we're going to have the opportunity to see it after this talk. So I want to talk to both of them about the Afghanistan that they know, about the present situation there, and where possibly it might go from here. So James, perhaps you could just tell us really what lies behind your book and what you think are the sort of key findings that emerge from it.
Sure. Thank you. What lies behind the book, I suppose, is a conviction that we have in the West always read the Taliban wrong. And that's based on, I've been going there for about 14 years and I've had encounters with them for all of that time. And I've always had very good experiences with the Taliban, actually. The view of the Taliban in the West is completely different from the one that I have, which is that they are not demons and monsters necessarily. Some of them, of course, are, but all the ones I've ever met have been utterly charming. And that is the basis for my conviction that we need to start talking to them and to negotiate a peace. I don't think the war is going at all well in Afghanistan. There was a time when we might have defeated the Taliban militarily and forced a kind of peace that we could live with and got what we wanted from it, but that time is now gone. In fact, the window of opportunity in Afghanistan was very short. It was probably two, perhaps 3 years after we first went in 2001. And since then we've been stuck. You can only open the papers and see that we're fighting in exactly the same places in Helmand as we have been for the last, since 2006. It's now 2010. And our troops are still dying 15 miles from the provincial capital of Helmand, Lashkargah, and getting absolutely nowhere. And it's time to try a different tack. It's past time. We should have done this some time ago. So really this book is a plea to, first of all, explain the Taliban better because we do not understand them properly. It's kind of revisionism. Magnus thinks I'm a revisionist historian. In some ways I am, but I think we've always got them wrong, right from the get-go. Even in the 1990s we didn't fully understand them. And then secondly, to show how we can talk to them. And the second half of the book, in fact, is contains a series of conversations with senior ex-Taliban who are at large in Kabul. You can go and speak to them, and I did in March in their houses. And these are the people I believe will be absolutely key to the negotiation that is coming inevitably with the Quetta Shura, with the headquarters. They're the people that we need to be speaking to kind of try and forge a peace. How about that?
Pretty good. And Tim, does that view of Afghanistan conform to your own?
Yes and no. I mean, I struggle with calling the Taliban charming. I mean, on an individual level, they might be, but some of their
some of their policies aren't. And I think we